MJ Emerson, in case you're just joining us. He got injured today. He went down. The expectation is it's an Achilles injury. Mike Garofolo and the NFL Network reporting they expect it to be an extensive tear. G. Bush, we know a lot about Achilles injuries at this point. It's just not a good. It's not a good thing. It's bad news for the Browns. And there's really no other way of looking at it. Now we are just a couple camps in, and Kenny Pickett has his injury. Obviously, have the injury here with MJ Emerson, and we've kind of been going through just the losses, and it's adding up for this Browns team.
Yeah. And we're not, we're not to the bulk of what training camp is. And we talked about it earlier. We kind of said, listen, what is the unintended consequences of being more physical, being more contact, being more.
Yeah. So I wonder if I should almost strike that from the record, though, because like earlier in the show, I went back to the idea that Camp Cupcake is what it is. And they wanted to go away from that. So they got more physical and they got more intense. But like, shouldn't I have to reel that back in now that we know it's a non-contact injury?
Nope.
And the same thing with, no, we don't have to?
Nope. No, you stand on that. Because here's the thing.
Okay, because I want to reel it back in.
The crazy thing about it is those are going to automatically happen. You're going to have the soft tissue stuff and the non-contact freak injury.
Oh, so now we're coupling it all together. It's
yeah.
Like, so the non-contact ones have already happened. But because you're physical, you're guaranteed to get X amount more than you typically
would.
And you don't have the leeway. Okay. All right.
You talked
me back into my take. Yeah. You talked me back into my take. You're right.
I'm more scared now because at least these are uncontrollable.
You know, an actual contact injury is gonna happen.
Yeah,
it's the
that's
NFL.
Happening.
This is how this goes. But you can't afford to have one to another, especially a defensive player right now. You can't afford that right now.
And think about it. The biggest one. I'm not even worried about broken arms and broken elbows and broken bones. These guys, that don't really happen. The thing you're scared about is the non-contact injuries and the concussions.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Because think about it. You got to clear protocol. Think about it. Like, during the season, you got to have some – you have to be able to run in the heat and not get a headache for, like, 5 days in a row. Now, listen, I don't tackle nobody. I'm just big and overweight. I can't run nowhere for 5 days in a row in the heat and not have no headache. What you talking about? I'm gonna be on protocol permanently.
I have a headache and I've just been out in the sun for
right
3 hours.
I'm just looking around like, yeah.
I'm like, it's hot out here.
So think about that. Like, we haven't had any concussions, any of those things. And when you talk about the quarterback position, I mean, we ain't talking about the sore arm, the sore elbows.
Yeah.
My finger hit a helmet at practice against the Eagles. So offensive lineman stepped on my foot. Like, these are just all – that's running the mill. And you got three starters down that you were counting on heavily right now. And you mentioned the fourth and JOK just being like, that hurts because you just wiped him off the board. That's like a Clause A injury at the getting in trouble at the deadline.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, you're on maternity leave or something to the 31st.
It's not maternity leave.
Like, that's crazy. Like,
have a kid.
So like you just done until after the you're done until after the trading deadline.
Let me give you my Shador Sanders thing that's going to bother me, okay? Because you're part of the Shador hive. You're part of the people that love Shador the way that I love Shador, and I appreciate that. By the way, I do feel like. Like, I don't know. Is it like a game recognizing game type moment? Can we acknowledge the fact that I was very in on Shador very early on?
You talked about this years ago. I think I was still doing Saturday shows. You was like, let me get the two. Okay. I need the jersey. You said, let me get on the jersey quick.
So here's what's going to bother me about the Shador Sanders convo, and I want to know if it'll bother you the same way. And just pay attention to it, and I just want you to monitor it. When you monitor, you can think back to the conversation you have with me right now and go, JP was on this one a little bit early, but I think it's going to be what materializes. I believe that Stefanski is getting ready to go ahead and watch Shador Sanders get better and better, and he's getting ready to go ahead and give him more and more credit, and he's going to go ahead, and here's how this changes, okay? Instead of just saying Shador Sanders is good at football and that's why he's coming here, I can see where the conversation's going. It's going to start with, well, Shador got here because they did it the right way with him. Shador got here because he started with the threes when he wasn't ready for it, and then they moved him to the twos, and he wasn't ready for the ones yet, and they held him back. They didn't throw him into the fire and get rid of his confidence or anything like that, and they let him just kind of come along, and they treated him like he was an actual fifth-round pick, and then, oh my gosh, wow, look at the job that Kevin Stefanski has done with this guy. Now he's a legitimate NFL quarterback, and it's because of how they treated him early on and not throwing him into the fire, and it's going to get me enraged that this is going to be the conversation. All the credit that should go to Shador for being a good quarterback, because he was going to thrive if he's with the threes, the twos, the ones, it doesn't matter, is going to instead go to the Browns' process of this all, when their process wasn't anything but thinking that Shador Sanders was just a fifth-round pick.
Listen, I commend you. That right there is G. Bush level mastermind weaving behind the scenes thought head cannon.
It's a lot of thinking involved there.
It's a lot of thinking.
It's like, easy to follow, but it's a lot of thinking.
But here's the thing. That's why I always argued. I said, bro, the best thing for you to do is for him to be great. Because if he is, what are you going to be able to do? If he is.
Well, they're going to take credit for it.
They're going to
tell you, this is our Sam Darnold. We did this, and it's our processes, and it's our way of thinking that got him here. And weren't we geniuses for treating him like a fifth-round quarterback when he really was nowhere close to being a fifth-round quarterback when the talent level actually exists?
It erases. This is how powerful a quarterback chip is on the board. It erases all of the stuff that we saw prior to that, and it gives you some sort of amnesia. The Cincinnati Bengals are no better organization than they were before Joe Burrow.
It's a good point. Yeah, they're still a bad situation.
They still do bad stuff.
Bad ownership. Don't pay their players.
It creeps up every once in a while.
Bad coach with Zach Taylor.
Right. Joe Burrow is like Pepto-Bismol. When that acid reflux starts to getting up, Joe Burrow just steps in and says, I'm Joe Burrow.
I used to call Russell Wilson human concealer.
Yeah. Yep. That's
same type of thing.
They
cover up a lot of mistakes and a lot of problems. And I could see, as Shador is showcasing his talents here in training camp, you can start to see some of it, and you can see where the credit isn't going. It's not going to Shador. No. It's going to Stefanski and company for doing it the right way. Oh,
he won't get that. He won't get that. And this is the projection. Even if he is a fifth-round pick and he does become, you know, and like you said, I want to weigh in, you said it. I mean, that's not the likelihood. That's not like a 95% chance. There's a lot of things that need to go right for you when you're a fifth-round pick.
Sure. Yeah.
Especially when they drafted a quarterback in the third. You got to have some things happen when you get the opportunity. And then when you get the opportunity, you got to not only perform, you have to overperform. Like, he can't be, even if he gets his opportunity, he's not going to have a team around him that's going to be, oh, let's just get 196, one touchdown, no interceptions, and that's going to be it. Deshaun Watson proved that wasn't going to work.
With
better roster. So he's going to have the numbers that is plain as sight so people can get aboard. But if he does it, the first year, it's going to go to the process. They're going to say, we're going to give Andrew Berry credit because he had the guts to keep taking quarterbacks until he found one. They're going to say Kevin Stefanski developed them the right way. Look how great they did it.
That's the one I'm concerned about.
He's not going to get credit until he does it year two years in a row, where he has some autonomy, some different things, some cachet. So, yes, sometimes he's going to.
But Stefanski's already perceived differently is the difference, right? Like, yes. Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow, we can call Zach Taylor a knob and everything else, and it's simple. It's like, well, we never thought anything prior of Zach Taylor, and so he just continued that.
Right.
Stefanski, people want to give him credit nationally. They want to fawn over him. They want to be like, he's the reason why. They give him Kyle Shanahan respect when he hasn't accomplished anything close to what Kyle Shanahan has.
I loved we having this conversation, because I bring up Kyle Shanahan all the time. Let's look at compare the two. Kyle Shanahan took Jimmy Garoppolo to the Super Bowl.
Right.
If anybody takes the
Super Bowl and multiple NFC title games.
If anybody did that, any quarterback did that for the Browns, he has a lifetime contract.
Mm-hmm.
We're never getting rid of him.
You mean Garoppolo?
Yes. Okay. We would have kept him till the wheels fell off. Not only did Shanahan say, nah, that's not it, he ponied up and got Trey Lance, right?
And there was trust in Shanahan that he could do it again is the difference.
And
he did.
And he got Trey Lance.
And he got Brock Purdy. He did.
And then he had enough cachet to go tell the owner, hey, listen, I know I used up a lot of your draft capital.
Yeah, we swung and missed there.
Yeah, I swung and missed on that one. This Trey Lance thing, we got to get him up out of here. But that seventh round guy, Mr. Irrelevant, I think I can see something. They said, okay, no problem, Kyle. Mm-hmm. And he turned that dude into
is that the owner or is that
no problem, dog. You whatever you want to. Hey, just get the credit card from out the purse.
It sounds like you with Rosie now.
Yeah, that's the well,
just get the credit card.
That's the two.
We'll sort it out later.
Yeah. Listen, it's two people talk about why can't you go on vacation? Hey, listen, if both y'all ain't got no jobs, we ain't going on vacation. Two incomes.
Well, then you're a dink, right? Yeah. The dual income, no kids.
Yeah, that
those guys are loaded.
Those people. People just be doing stuff, and they look at you like, hey, so, Peterlin, you want to go out to eat? It's not that you don't got it. It's like, dude, it's Tuesday. My daughter is causing havoc right now. No. Like, we're just trying to figure right things now. Out the crib. Tuesday at the house. But you are correct. They give Stefanski because he's the prototypical, if you say, new age coach, he got everything. Like, he has coach speak down to a T. He's Ivy League educated.
Yeah.
He looks like an Abercrombie and Fitch, middle-aged.
Well, that's extensive. I don't know if he's got that one.
But listen, ask the middle-aged.
Fine-looking guy. But I don't know about Abercrombie.
But I was going to say the
you know, I worked at Abercrombie in college.
Oh, really?
For, like, 3 months. It was the worst job I've ever had.
They have.
I was, like, folding jeans and telling people that walked in what they should buy their kids.
Wow.
It was awful. A fun fact about me, I bet you didn't know.
I did not
know. Yeah, it was not good. I don't speak about it
did
often.
Did you have a hemp bracelet? Did they make you wear one?
I had one around my neck. Yes, I did. And I also used that cologne in the shop all day. I just smelled like an Abercrombie store 24/7.
That Abercrombie store, if it's across from like the pretzels, Sam Pretzels,
yeah,
or whatever, you
the
smell that.
Ann's Pretzels?
Yeah. You smell that the Abercrombie. You like, we're close to Abercrombie and Fitch. They store be smelling it, and it's quite dark in there too.
It is. All right, but they wanted to help him out is the point, and I feel like he is only going to benefit if Shador keeps putting up days like he did yesterday. We'll get into more about what Shador did today, what Jimmy Haslam said as well. Chris Jimenez joining us at 5:40. The Lead coming your way next right here on The Fan.